Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Seattle Coffee Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about why human conversation is so important in this day and age. Sorry, I'm sick right now, so apologies in advance because I am aware how sick I am, but I really want to make a podcast today. So, as you guys already know, as you get older, you crave human conversation even more than before. But I understand that in this day and age, human conversation isn't very popular right now. Well, not in the form of speech. But sometimes it's extremely important to learn from other people and other situations. Because learning from other people and situations can cause your life to be better. And how much life could improve for you. I'm sure you all you guys know about like the Romans. And I don't know where I'm getting at this, but like, if you don't learn from your mistakes, you're going to do it again. It's happened with so many nations. And sometimes people fall for the same exact reasons as other people fall, simply for the fact that they didn't implement that into their lives. That's the thing with human achievement. It's those simple things that change the entire thing. I hate when I see something corrupt that's already been corrupted. And for example, mostly things that can be like stopped, like Trump. I mean, Trump is better than Hillary. I don't really like talking about politics, but personally, he's better than Hillary for me. But personally, I think it was really stupid of him to call a national emergency simply for the fact that he is building a wall. It's just a wall. Like, relax. It's not that big of a thing, to be honest, for me. Where can I get at this? Human conversation. You've heard all the stories about that were like spread from generation to generation. I love those stories because they have so much sentimental value to the people who had them and made them and spread them along. And when they get lost, it sucks so much for me because I love listening to those stories that implement so much into life. I mean, sometimes like I get out of my room and like I look up into the sky and say, man, this place is beautiful. There's like so many people on the earth now. Personally, my favorite year was probably 2012, simply for the fact, oh my bad, somebody's calling my dad. Like so much has changed throughout society simply because such simple things like inventions, like concrete. If concrete wasn't a thing, it'd be so hard to make buildings. And other simple things like that. I mean, so many people just learn from mistakes. An example for like people falling after other people's mistakes is like a mouse in a mouse trap, and then the other mouse goes in the other hole and dies too, and then they see their bodies but still go in even though they've already had an example right in front of them, like an internet. You can't be physically bored. You have to dedicate to actually be bored now. That's like a quote from Bailey's podcast called Peace of My Mind. It is impossible to be bored in this generation because of how much information is at our fingertips. You can learn how to build a house on the internet. And I find that so crazy that more people don't take this to advantage. Like so many entrepreneurs are starting out now and they're being so successful. I mean, I just love talking, because talking is such a big thing in our world today. I mean, we have Snapchat, Instagram, like that's all talking, but most of the things we talk about is nothing. It seems like it's so interesting, but it means so little. I mean, the world is different when you don't put that into perspective, because life is such a short amount. We act like life is unlimited now in this world, but life is so limited, and if you don't get to do the things that you really, really want to do, you may never have the chance to do it again. Old people always say, like, I wish I did this, I wish I did that, but now they can't do it anymore. They can't fill their life dreams. If you want to sing, you have to sing. I mean, there's some people that can't sing, and that makes sense, even though if you really, really want to sing, I understand there's some people that seriously can't sing. I mean, I love interacting with people, and I mean, some of my friends, I don't even have, like, a really close connection with them. That's a big problem for me, because, like, having a close connection with the people that you care about is such an important thing. I've known them for 3 years, yet I don't have, like, the closest connection with them anymore. Well, I never had a great connection with them. That's a thing. That's what's so important. You don't realize the significance of it until, like, it actually happens. And then when it actually happens, you're craving that conversation. When you're older, you're always craving that close conversation. You love that close conversation. That's why I love listening to the podcast, because you get that close conversation. Man, I'm just, like, ranting about this right now, because, like, it's such a crazy thing that some people don't do it, because it's such a great thing that people are missing out on, like, a close, and, man, it's such a close conversation. I love it. I mean, you're gonna miss it. I'm gonna miss it. Like, I really want to be the best that I can physically be, and I feel like that's, like, one of the most important things you can do right now, is being as close to people as you can be, because right now you can message anybody you want. Right now, see, I can go down here, message my friend I've known for like 9 years, or you can call somebody from the other side of the world right now, and it's like nothing. So you can do it even for free. That's the crazy thing. You don't have to pay anybody except your internet bill. That's it, unless you go to McDonald's somewhere. I don't know, but it's crazy how close of a connection you can have with somebody. Man, I just love having the closest connection with people as I can, because, like, once the opportunity is gone, it's gone. That's why I sometimes stay in my room all day, simply because I want to learn, and I want to learn, and I have, like, close connection with that people, because, like, once you can't have a close connection with people anymore. Man. I mean, I hate when you can't have a close connection anymore. I mean, if you sit around in your room all day and eat ice cream, it's not going to be beneficial toward you. It's not going to help you. It's going to make it worse for you. And you're not going to be able to achieve your life anymore. You can't just, like, wish, because it's never going to happen if you don't make it happen. That's what I find so important. You have to make it happen. You can't just leave it there. It'll magically happen. You have to dream. You have to do it. The most important part of life is you have to do something. If you don't do something with yourself, you're useless. And if you're useless, what's the point? You're just going to be one of those viewers that are viewing something that's so empty. There's no point. Anyway, where was I again? Human conversation is just so crazy needed, and I love it so much, simply for the fact that, yeah, my dad's cooking in the back, but I don't care, because I just want to tell you guys how important human conversation is to me right now. Like, I'm finding that, like, you just staying in your room crying is so much different, because you don't get to do what the things you wanted in your life so badly to do. It's just crazy what you could do in your life, but some people never do it, and I hate that, because, yeah, someone's calling in the back, but, like, you have to concentrate on what's most important. You don't have to have all the criticism. Criticism will always be there. You just have to let it go. Anyway, so, yeah, I love straight-up conversation. Because you could be so close with somebody, but yet be so far, because you don't know them truly for who they are. Most arguments are just miscommunications, and that's the thing. Because you don't talk with a bit of. That's why a lot of, like, people just fail. Because they just don't have that straight-up conversation. I mean, I know that this segment is probably going to end in, like, I don't know, 30 seconds. But still, I'm not trying to do, like, a YouTube limit. Because this isn't YouTube. It's just Spot. It's Anchor. Man, I'm sorry, guys. It's just I went on a rant there. See you guys. Bye.